From the Middle East, our GeoQuiz today takes us in a different direction to southern Mexico. We're looking for a slice of land in southern Mexico. It's known as Mexico's Little Waste. It's the narrowest point between the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific. It's 125 miles across as the bird flies from the shores of Veracruz to the beaches of Oaxaca. That narrowness makes this a busy corridor, or did so before the Panama Canal was built. This is also a place known for its traditional Zapotec culture and folk music. We'll sample some tunes when we reveal the name of this region in today's Global Hit. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. This is traditional music from a part of Mexico known as the country's Little Waste. It's in the south and the narrowest point between the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific Ocean. It's called the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, and that's the answer to our GeoQuiz today. The villages and cultures of the Isthmus of Tehuantepec are the subject of a new book that's called No Word for Welcome: The Mexican Village Faces the Global Economy. Wendy Call is the author. For the past decade, she's made yearly trips to the region, and she's seen it change as it becomes exposed to the global economy. Even so, Wendy Call says the history of the Isthmus helps to keep its traditions strong.
There has been a lot of interest in this little place for a very long time. People have come from Europe before Europeans came. The Aztecs moved through this region in order to get to what we now think of as Central America. And so the villagers who live there are accustomed to having people from the outside come through, sometimes for benign reasons, sometimes not so benign. And perhaps as a result of this, they are very, very fierce in protecting their home place.
You made your first trip there in 1997, is that right?
Yes.
And moved there in May of 2000, 11 years ago.
Yes.
What was it that specifically drew you there?
I had been working as a grassroots organizer in Seattle and in the Boston area, and I was really interested in how communities organize themselves, and I started to become interested in how this would function in a place that was very different from the society that I had grown up in the United States. And I heard about this place, the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, and that there were some very strong community organizations there. And I was stunned by what I found in terms of the level of organization, the sophistication of the villagers, and how they thought about the way that their little region of Mexico fit into the global economy.
Which is kind of unusual, I mean, especially in an area that is so localized. Can you give us examples? I mean, how did they see themselves in the larger picture?
Well, there were some things that are cultural. For example, the outfits that women wear, particularly at fiestas, which would be familiar to us because they're the outfits that Frida Kahlo, the painter, the Mexican painter, wore. Those outfits incorporate aspects from European fashion, from Chinese silk. And the way that they look is they're short embroidered sort of square tunics that are in bright colors with very brightly colored embroidered flowers on them.
And so that's, I mean, in an outfit, that's kind of a picture of the way globalization has been either embraced or imposed on the villagers?
Exactly, in terms of people incorporating what is useful to them and not incorporating what's not useful. To give a more contemporary example, there was a preschool teacher who I spent a lot of time with when I lived there, and it used to be that when I wanted to go to visit her, I had to call one of the two telephones in town. This is a town of 10,000 people. It had two telephones. Now she has a cell phone, and she got this cell phone when she was pregnant with her first child. And when her labor pain started coming 6 weeks early, it was the middle of the night, she panicked, and she was able to use her cell phone to call the hospital in the city, which is about an hour away ride, and ask the doctors there what she should do. And being able to do that ended up to her being able to save her baby and her daughter surviving.
Can you see the change when you first enter the village?
You can't really. That's one thing that's interesting. People's homes look the same as they did. This is a region right on the coast, and so there are fierce winds coming off the Pacific Ocean almost all the time. And so when you first enter the village, what you see are these high reed fences that are built and look the same as they have, you know, for literally hundreds of years. Another thing that hasn't changed, in part due to the work of people like this preschool teacher, is that people still speak their local language. And keeping those languages alive when you have radios and televisions that are talking to your children all day and all night only in Spanish is a difficult thing to do.
There were like 10 local languages there.
Yes.
So how do they keep them alive? It has to be a concerted effort.
It is a concerted effort. And the fact that different villages have dealt with that differently means that some of those languages are vibrant and healthy, and there are magazines published in the languages, and others are increasingly spoken less and less by the children. And so some of them are now considered sort of language of the elderly people. But there is an effort in some villages to stop that loss, where they'll have elders who are teaching language classes to small children. And now you have interesting communities where the elderly people and some of the children speak the language, but the people in between don't. They speak only Spanish.
Wendy Call, as you know, we end the program every day with a global hit, and you've brought along a couple songs from this region, one of which we began the interview with. And I wonder if you can take us out with one particular piece of music and tell us what the status is of the local music and to what extent this might be in danger.
One of the songs that I brought today is called La Tortuga del Arenal, which is the turtle who lives in the sandy place, is how you would translate that. And this is a very, very old song from the village of San Francisco del Mar. There's a very elaborate dance that goes along with it that tells some of the history of this village. And this recording that we're listening to is musicians in training. They're between the ages of about 9 and 14.
Is there any sign that music like this is on its way out, or is it being as embraced as other things like the clothing and the language?
The music really is being embraced. Of course, it has a lot of competition. One really strong aspect of Isthmus of Tehuantepec culture is that it takes its arts very seriously. And some of the best-known writers and artists in all of Mexico, the painter Francisco Toledo, the writer Andrés Enestrosa, those people are from this little known region of Mexico because the arts in all their forms have really been fostered there.
You mentioned the writer Enestrosa there, who wrote this about the place, and maybe this is a nice note to wrap up with. He says, it's small, it fits in the palm of your hand, it doesn't weigh heavily on the shoulders, yet it overflows the heart. I think you probably could have written that too, Wendy.
Well, when I read that for the first time, I thought, oh, that's exactly how this place has made me feel, and I've only been here for a few years.
Well, Wendy Call, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been fabulous to be here.
Wendy Call's new book is called No Word for Welcome: The Mexican Village Faces the Global Economy. You can see a slideshow of the people and villages in the Isthmus of Tehuantepec at theworld.org. Before we go, here's a shout out to the winners of today's GeoQuiz texting game. They are Lillian in Aventura, Florida, Charles in Montebello, California, and Maggie in Columbia, South Carolina. You too can play along next time. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. You'll get the hints before the broadcast. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.